Patient name, Anna, A-N-A, last name Parilla, spelled P-A-R-R-I-L-L-A. Date of birth is 11/22/63. Date of service, 8/22/23. This is a 59-year-old female patient. Complaint of headache, occasional shortness of breath, none today. She said several days ago she had some chest pressure and was lightheaded. She complains of back pain off and on. Usually she takes Motrin 800 with good relief. She's wanting a refill of that. We've done a test of COVID for her today, and it was negative. Period, new paragraph. I've had a lengthy discussion with her. Yeah, last time we did labs on her was approximately 6 months ago. Her triglycerides were extremely elevated at 500. We had ordered an EKG. It was abnormal, and we had sent her to a cardiologist. However, she refused to go and get the suggested stress test due to the cost. She says it was like $2,000, and she just refused to pay that amount. She does not want to do that. I have taken some great length to advise her that if she ever has any more chest pressure or chest pain, she must immediately go to the emergency room to be evaluated. She tells me that she will do this. Period, new paragraph. She also verbalizes some sinus pressure and a slight cough as well. Period, new paragraph. No other symptoms verbalized. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for drugs and alcohol. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a COVID-19 test. It was negative. Chest x-ray that we did today was within normal limits. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. She does have a bit of tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Oral mucosa is moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. She does verbalize some pressure over her frontal and maxillary sinuses as well. The neck is soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, moderately obese. Soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Otitis media. Upper respiratory infection. Patient will get a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph. Occasional back pain. Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day, number 30. Period, new paragraph. We did another set of labs today. She will return to clinic in a few days. With that, I've also advised her to start taking baby aspirin on a daily basis. We will monitor her blood pressure when she returns. She tells me she does not want blood pressure medicine at this time. She will wait until she returns to clinic and see if it still remains elevated. Period, new paragraph. A patient seems to be noncompliant. I've done my best to talk to her about paying attention to any type of chest pain that she would have and to go to the nearest emergency room should that happen again. As for right now, she is not willing to go and get evaluation by a cardiologist, and she is not willing to get a suggested stress test at this time. She'll return in a few days for results of the blood labs today.